Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. For many adults entering their 60s and 70s, the final phase of life is like a music box winding down. The song remains the same, but the notes are slower now. Even though two or three decades may still lie ahead, they see a future of gradual decline. Our next guest holds the opposite view. He says the elder years provide an opportunity for continued growth, renewed passion, and a chance to change the tune.
Ron Pevney is a counselor, psychotherapist, and the founder of the Center for Conscious Eldering in Durango, Colorado, which promotes a new paradigm for aging. He believes the elder third of life offers us unique opportunities to live authentically and reach personal, emotional, and spiritual peaks in our life journey. Welcome to Take Care, Ron.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I feel it's a privilege to be able to talk with you today.
More and more of us are achieving that milestone, the so-called golden years, and living much longer than our parents and grandparents. Why do you think we should look at the elder years differently?
Well, my purpose and my passion for many years has been to help people see what's possible for them, to see what their potential is. And I know that when I take a look at people aging around me, you know, people of my age group, I'm 65, people that I know, people that I work with, I see so much potential for fulfillment and growth and a sense of purpose, a reason for getting up in the morning that is not being reached by so many people. Like you said, 20 or 30 years, you know, two or three decades of life after retirement is a long time. And to view this as a time of basically decline and disengaging and just kind of hanging on as best we can to what we had is certainly not a way that brings fulfillment for many people. And then on the larger societal level, we live in a world, as we all know, that is full of crisis, that needs wisdom, needs people who are passionately dedicated to help meeting some of these challenges. And here is this huge generation of people, I'm thinking of the baby boomers now, tens of millions, you know, who are now aging, getting to retirement age and beyond. And that kind of life experience, that kind of wisdom, that kind of energy is needed to be actively working to help our society and our world address some of the huge challenges we face now.
One of the thoughts I have, though, is wouldn't you agree that it would be helpful if people wanted to achieve wisdom and fulfillment throughout their life? And I wondered when I was reading about this and thinking about my own life and people I know, I wondered, what are the chances of getting through to somebody and making this seem enticing? How there might be people that hear about conscious eldering and immediately it resonates with them. But what I guess I'm wondering is, can you get wisdom at a certain point in your life when it wasn't something that you were going after for the main part of your life, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do. It's never too old. One is never too old. It's never too late, but it takes some commitment and it takes some conscious intention. One of the ways that we gain wisdom is by reflecting on our life experiences and seeing what we've learned from that. You know, what we have gained from that. What have these life experiences taught us that is of value for our lives and of value that we can share with the younger generations as we become elders? You don't become wise generally just by experiencing. You become wise by experiencing and then reflecting. And that's why in conscious eldering work, a focus on life review, on looking back, looking at our lives, our experiences, you know, what experiences have been most challenging? What did they teach us? You know, what have been our biggest strengths? What have been the deepest values that have driven us? What have been the regrets? That's how we learn. That's how we end up distilling wisdom from our life experience. It takes some effort.
when I find myself talking with a lot of elders, oftentimes they will, you know what, they may not call it reflecting, but they will go back over past memories or revisit things. How do you turn, and sometimes that's sort of like reminiscing, how do you turn reminiscing into the more active reflecting, which is to examine and learn? Is that part of aging consciously? What does it mean to age consciously, I guess?
Well, to age consciously means to bring as much awareness as we possibly can to what's going on within us and to our lives as we look at the lives we've lived so far, and as we look at the lives that are possible for us as we move forward. Reminiscing can be a lot of things. For many of us, we can, for example, look back on experiences we've had that were difficult and painful, and we've all had those. And we can just kind of churn them over again and talk about, you know, what a painful situation this was, and perhaps how we were victimized, or perhaps how we really made some big mistakes. And we could run that tape over and over again, and it doesn't do anything to empower us. It doesn't do anything to help us grow. Or we can look back on those experiences and we can see what was the potential for growth there. You know, I thought I was a victim. I thought somebody had really hurt me. But when I take a look at this more carefully, what really happened there? Is it possible that I'm misinterpreting what happened? Am I hanging on to this and somehow using that to disempower me forever? Rather than saying, "Hey, that was a stimulus for my growth, and there's something that I could learn from that I could take forward into my life, that can help me to thrive rather than just stewing around in old painful memories." And that's what being conscious is about as we do life review, looking at every experience we've had, you know, especially those significant ones, and seeing, you know, what's the potential for growth there. What did I learn, or what could I still learn from that? How can I see my life as a continual upward journey of growing rather than just me having a bunch of experiences, many of which were painful, that I just have to live with forever?
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And we're speaking with psychotherapist Ron Pevney. He is the founder of the Center for Conscious Eldering, and we're exploring the term conscious eldering, the idea that we can grow older, gain wisdom, and experience those peak moments in our life. And I do want to talk about that. What you're saying runs counter to a lot of what people expect from the elder third of their life. You feel that they can achieve pinnacles. What do you mean by that?
I mean that our life, I firmly believe, and I have certainly seen this in some of those incredible models for elderhood that I've been privileged to be able to, you know, to know, to work with, to have as friends, colleagues, and mentors. I believe that our life is a continual process of growth, or at least potential for growth, until the moment that we die. And at certain points in our lives, you know, the main focus is on establishing a strong personality and establishing a career, and so we're growing that way. But as we get to midlife adulthood and then begin to move to the chapters beyond that, there's a natural tendency in all of us to become a bit more reflective and to begin to want to focus on those issues of soul, you know, those issues of spirit, those issues of our inner lives. That's built into the psyche. Carl Jung and others, you know, have well spoken about that. And so the elder third of life can be an opportunity for a lot of deep growth, particularly as it relates to our inner lives and our awareness of our spiritual connection, you know, for refining the personality, using past experiences and perhaps past mistakes to continually become more of what's possible, to shine perhaps more than we did when we were younger. But unfortunately for so many of us, not having this awareness, once we have kind of quit growing career-wise, you know, and perhaps retirement comes, if we don't see that there's a potential for a whole other kind of growth that can provide incredible satisfaction in the elder third of life, then what do we have? We don't have a career anymore. We don't have an identity. And yet we don't have that purpose of growing. And for many people, they are adrift, just kind of unconsciously drifting through old age.
And I think one of the things that might get in the way is that many people are afraid to think about their own mortality. In other words, to think about how do you want to spend your remaining years, you're consciously having to acknowledge there are just a finite number of remaining years. So how do you help people deal with that, to think about their final years and their own mortality?
You are definitely right. Facing mortality is one of the major tasks of conscious aging or conscious eldering, rather than denying it. One of the ways that we help people to face the mortality is to help people be aware of endings in their lives. Help people be aware that of the many endings that have happened, different life stages, different relationships, to help them think about endings, and then to help them think about the ending of their own lives. And, you know, it's uncomfortable for some people, but it's a challenge. This is inner work. To think about the ending of their own lives and to think about, when you're on your deathbed, what do you want to be able to feel about your life? What do you want to be able to feel about the final third of your life and how you have lived it? What is most important that you want to be able to tell your descendants, because you're going to be an ancestor? What do you want to be able to tell them about the meaning of your life and what you have learned? And so by focusing on legacy like that, focusing on what we want to be able to feel on our deathbed, you begin to get people thinking and accepting that. And we also, you know, speak, as so many of the world's spiritual traditions have done, as death is your ally. And we remind people, and we have people remind us in our retreats and workshops, of those experiences where they were very aware of their mortality, you know, health crises and things like that. And we hear from people constantly, in those moments when I was afraid I was about to die, every moment became precious. You know, I realized that I don't want to waste a second. And we continue to stress that every moment might be your last moment. You never know. And if you live with that in the back of your mind, you know, not as an obsession, a morbid obsession, but just a reality that, you know, as I am aging, I am more likely to get some kind of a fatal illness. You know, the days ahead of me aren't as long as the days behind me. And so how can I use that awareness to make sure that today I live as fully as I possibly can, rather than just kind of thinking, well, I'll do something that's meaningful to me tomorrow. You know, I've got forever.
Ron, thank you so much for raising such compelling questions. We appreciate your joining us on Take Care.
Well, I am very happy to have had an opportunity to talk with you.
Ron Pevney is the founder of the Center for Conscious Eldering in Durango, Colorado. For more information on Ron Pevney and conscious eldering, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org/takecare.
Coming up on next week's show, how a once popular prescription drug for chronic pain relief may be threatening the health of patients who've become addicted.
Why these drugs took off is that there was essentially a push both by the drug industry and by some pain specialists to convince doctors, and they convinced them very successfully, that these drugs could be used without concerns over addiction or abuse.
We'll talk with New York Times reporter Barry Meyer about his new ebook, A World of Hurt.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on iTunes and the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.